I'm sorry for the delay, everyone. We're collecting ourselves. Sorry for any formatting issues as well. I'm writing this on my phone. Faye's dad picked us up in his truck. He brought his buddy with him, too, who is now following us in my car. A lot of things happened last night. Some things I won't share because I'm not sure how to interpret them yet. I'm not even sure I understand what's happened. But here are the most important things. I also managed to get some recordings, which I'll try to upload when we get to California in a few days. I tried to stay awake last night until 1 a.m. because over the past few nights, it's the appropriate time the noises change from rustling branches and crackling to voices. I didn't make it. I fell asleep on the couch with my laptop open, waiting for the Wi-Fi to come back. I think this is about 12:30 a.m. I woke up right around 1:15 a.m. to a muffled voice. In my sleepy days, I struggled to figure out where it was coming from. I thought it was just outside the living room window, so I sat there quietly, trying to make the words out. It was a woman's voice and said things like, "A few days. It's not mine. I'm not alone." Okay. I got up and peeked out the curtain and didn't see anyone. But then the voice said, "It's my parents' house." And I knew the voice was Faye's. As I mentioned earlier, my fiancé has an undiagnosed sleep disorder and has extensive sleep talk and sometimes sleepwalks, as she had pronounced night terrors since she was a little kid. I post a story on that Sunday. I walked into the bedroom to find Faye sleeping on her tummy as usual. She didn't say anything else as I came in. Two things really disturbed me about the situation, though. The first is that she appeared to have a conversation with someone, which is actually quite common for her. But the person she was conversing with was interrogating her, asking her questions about herself, me, the cabin, etc. Second, in her sleep, Faye was imitating another voice. It wasn't hers that she was speaking with. She was altering the pitch and tone to sound like a different person. My modus operandi is not to wake her up when she has sleep disturbances. There's a story behind this. Expect one day. Instead, I gently rub her back and hair, which calms her, and puts her back to restful sleep. I did this for a few minutes, but then there was another noise off in the distance outside. I got up, walked to the window to listen, and I think this is the first time that I really felt scared enough that I felt like we were in real danger. It was a child, singing in the dark. I couldn't really make out much of what he or she was saying, but I'm certain that it was a child, probably age 6 to 8, trying to sing a song. The snow had abated for a while now, and the stars were notably bright, so I could see all the way to the rim of the forest, about 20 yards out. There was a figure standing there just past the first trees, back facing me, looking up at either the moon or the tops of the trees, and it stood so still that I convinced myself it was a tree stump or something. And in a few minutes, no longer visible. My skeptical nature compels me to be reasonable and say my eyes were playing tricks on me. And when I turned around, Faye was sitting straight up in bed, eyes closed. She does that a lot in her sleep. She craned her neck and said something like, "Don't let them in. Don't let them inside." She was still doing the weird voice. Faye and I sat in the bedroom with the lights on, talking about what we should do. I tried to get online to send an email to her parents, but of course it doesn't work when you need it. We agreed to stay in the same room to try to fall back asleep. At one point, I got up to get her some water. She hadn't vomited in several hours now and was feeling a lot better. And out in the kitchen window, I saw a flash of pale light. It went like the flashes you'd see when someone's walking through the woods with a flashlight. More like if someone had a lantern that they could slowly turn on and off. I flicked on the porch lights in the front and the side of the house, hoping that it would discourage anyone from trying to approach. But as I walked back to the bedroom, I saw the distinct outline of a person through the window. They were pressed against the glass with their hands on it, trying to peer inside. Since it was dark in the living room and bright outside, I could clearly see their silhouette. I shouted and approached the window, but the person ran off before I pulled the curtain open. They slept soundly, but I continued to hear voices outside, different ones, on and off all night until dawn. I wrote several of them off. I couldn't sleep, so I camped outside the living room. I kept the bedroom door open so I could hear Faye if she started talking again. The voices would go away for hours, then start back up again. At one point, I fell asleep because I was awoken by the sound of a light switch flicking on and off. From the couch, I could see light from outside, going on and off in patterns of five. Couldn't explain why this disturbed me so much, but it did. And I imagined some kind of horrible creature standing in my house somewhere, flipping the switch up and down, smiling. My first instinct was to check on Faye. I nearly had a heart attack when I saw that she wasn't in bed. I started calling her name and pacing around the house, looking out the windows to see if she was outside. But I looked out the kitchen window, there she was, standing on the hood of my car about 30 feet out in the driveway. Her back was to me and she was staring off into the forest. She was absolutely rigid, just the way that she sat up in bed when she was asleep. Faye had sleepwalked all over the house back home in California. I found her in the kitchen and downstairs in the hallway in the living room, but she'd never gone outside. I shouted her name from the kitchen, but the second I did, Faye jumped off the car and dashed into the woods at full sprint. She never looked back at me. I started flipping out and screaming her name over and over. I scrambled to grab my boots and to go to her, but the second I pulled the front door open, Faye called out my name from behind. She was standing in the hall, looking confused, asking me what was wrong. Apparently, she had been in the bathroom. In my masculine crusade, I'd forgot to check there. I looked out at my car in the forest, and honestly, the first thought that came to mind was, "You clever motherfucker." Needless to say, we stayed up the remaining few hours until dawn, intermittently writing down the voices that we heard, which faded away and became less frequent with the passage of time. I'll try to get the recordings up in a few days. For now, here's a list of voices that we heard. We recall some of the voices from the previous nights from memory, but just figured that you'd like to know what was being said throughout the duration of this lovely cabin experience. I'll return to Colorado. Fuck Pike's Peak. A man's voice, vaguely familiar, but we couldn't put a face to it.
Hello? Oh, God, look at it. Look. Hello? Don't. They can see in the dark. I'm lost. It's very dark. I see those lights. I'll come down here. Don't smile, I see you.
A woman's voice. Sounded age 20-ish.
Lay it on the ground and burn it. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, la, la. She talks in her sleep. She's talking to me now. She talks in her sleep. She's talking to me now.
Voice of my mother a few nights ago.
Stop! Stop! Look at the windows. Did you see it?
A child. Sounded about maybe 6 or 8 years old.
Oh, soul mia, why do I do eat? I am a vacant soul mia do. When do we go inside?
Voice of Faye's grandmother, a few nights ago.
Oh. These bodies still on the ground here. Never found them, but they're here. Right here. Oh, they found it. They found it. Oh, I'm standing in the same place. 20 years. 20 years.
By the way, I forgot to check to see if that dreamcatcher was still out there in the back. You're welcome to drive out there. Look for yourself, though.